Turn your back on the Hellenistic head of a youth and walk through the hall, past the elevators on your left, to the doorway opposite that opens into the great Roman court. As you walk into the Roman court, stop briefly to look around you. We will return later to this courtyard. For now, walk straight ahead. You are walking past a life-size but headless body of a man on your left. Find a small marble bust of a man on a pedestal to your immediate right. It is number 21.88.14. Check the number on the label to be sure. This is a Roman bust, made around the same time as the Hellenistic head you were just examining. How is this head different? Jot down in your notebook four or five differences you see. Note also specific facial features, and say how old you think the man portrayed here seems, and what character traits this portrait suggests he had. That is, what sort of person does he seem to be? Turn off this podcast as you do this. Look beyond this bust to your left. Find two other similar busts, each on its own pedestal, and choose one of them, either number 12.233 or number L2007.8.3. Again, look for these numbers in parentheses after the object names. Do not be confused by a large white number on a black label next to a symbol for headphones. Such a label indicates a stop on the museum's audio guide, not the ID number of the object. How is this head similar to the first Roman bust? What character traits does this man seem to possess? Jot your responses in your notebook. These are portraits of men sculpted in late Republican Rome, just before the beginning of the empire under Augustus. They are the sorts of portraits that Augustus grew up knowing. The label for the bust number L2007.8.3 explains that the Romans seem to have believed that a person's individuality was revealed in his facial features, not his body. So, a portrait head could be attached to a mass-produced body, like the headless bronze statue you passed earlier. These busts communicate old Roman virtues of experience, endurance, restraint, reverence, and wisdom, all associated with age. Look again at the character traits you jotted down while looking at the busts. Did you see any virtues like these? Before Augustus came to power in Rome, prominent men struggled with each other to gain power and wealth. They all claimed to possess these old Roman virtues, much as politicians do today, but in reality they seldom did. Then Augustus came to power and declared that he was restoring the Republic and returning Rome to those old values. His poet Virgil in the Aeneid participated in Augustus's program by creating Aeneas. Aeneas has a strong sense of duty, reverence for his gods and ancestors, and seriousness of purpose. He struggles and pushes through obstacles to found Rome.